Welcome to Bolts and Bats in the Bay. This podcast is brought to you by FL Teams. FLteams.com is a top Florida sports source dedicated to providing in-depth analysis and coverage for all Florida sports, including college and professional sports teams. Remember to go to FLteams.com. And this podcast is sponsored by Symbol. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to trade sports teams like stocks and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Symbol has blended sports and the stock market to offer a new way to invest in and profit off your favorite teams. Use your sports knowledge to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the thousands of early adopters who have started to profit off their sports knowledge. Visit www.simbull.com or visit the link in the description to create a free account. And when you deposit, make sure you use the promo code FLTEAMS to get your $10 deposit bonus to help build your portfolio. And by the way, don't miss out on the Symbol football picks. You can win spins on the wheel to get fractional shares of some other teams. I just diversified my portfolio. Got a tiny little bit of the Padres, some of the Blue Jackets, and Colorado Buffalo, the football team. Fun little way, if you make your picks correctly for the NFL playoffs, you get to spin the wheel and you get random teams. So fun, interesting way to earn a little bit more on Symbol. Well, hi everyone. I'm your host, Jeff Macalino, and I'm here to give you a quick run through the week that was and the week ahead for your back-to-back defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning and your Tampa Bay Rays. We'll start things off with the Lightning, who had a very nice week and kept many Lightning fans, I'm sure, up very late last night as they're on the West Coast this week. But let's get things started from when we last touched base. Thursday, home, they started a quick two-game homestand against Vancouver. They took that one 4-2. Steven Stamkos got things started with a power play goal. Anthony Cirelli added a goal also in the first. And then Boris Tkachuk, his second goal of his season/career, and Braden Point scored in the third period. The Lightning walked away with that one 4-2. Vassy with 24 saves in 26 shots. Next came the Dallas Stars. The Lightning fell down early in this one, but right before the end of the first period, Braden Point scored on the power play goal to tie the game 1-1. Nothing happened as far as goals in the second period. Ross Colton scored his fifth in the third period, and Alex Killorn added an empty netter at the end to give the Lightning a 3-1 victory over the Dallas Stars, who they defeated a couple years ago in the Stanley Cup now. Then the Lightning traveled out west to start a three-game trip in California. The first one came Tuesday at Los Angeles against the Kings. This one had a lot going on. So first off, the Lightning only could dress four defensemen. They only had 16 skaters because Palat, Bogosian, Chernak, and Janruta all were out with injuries. And because of the way the salary cap structured, the Lightning could not call up Schuster or other players because they didn't have cap space. Now, moving forward, if they do not have enough skaters, none of these injuries are supposed to be serious. We'll see. But the back-to-back coming up this weekend in California, they will be able to add a couple extra men on the ice. But last night, a lot of long ice time for the defensemen, as you would suspect, being that there was only four of them that were able to skate. Hedman had to go 32 minutes, McDonough 29 minutes, Sergachev for 27, and Cal Foote, who doesn't play all that much typically, had to put in 24 minutes. A strong effort, really, considering what was going on with the roster. And, well, let's walk through the game because there was a lot going on there, too. The first period, there was only one goal. Victor Hedman took it unassisted. After a turnover, he was able to have a breakaway, put it in to give the Lightning a 1-0 lead. That was Hedman's eighth goal of the season. Second period had a lot of fireworks. I guess things started, we'll say, with a goal that should not have counted. There was a high sticking, clearly, and Victor Hedman was the victim of that. Braden Point arguably was tripped as well, which led to an unassisted goal for the Kings to tie the game at 1. Very shortly after that goal to tie the game, Braden Point took a dirty hit, and he didn't like it. So Braden Point was slew-footed is really the term, which is when you get hit in the back of the skate, you fall down towards your back. Braden Point did not like it, went after him and got in a fight. Now, he got a roughing penalty to go along with the 5-minute fighting penalty. Deneau got the tripping penalty. The refs did apparently see this dirty hit, although they did not call it when it happened. And he also got 5 minutes for fighting. Cooper was not happy that the Lightning ended up at even strength after that one. Then a cross check to Victor Hedman led to a Stamkos throwing a lot of rights in front of the goal. The Lightning, things got really chippy at this point in the game. Things got a little worse a few seconds later, honestly, with the Sergachev really having a somewhat mindless turnover in the zone with the power play, and Vasilevsky didn't really look like he was ready for it, which is, you know, somewhat understandable. But the turnover, a follow, put the puck in shorthanded to give the Kings a 2-1 lead. Then the Lightning continued on the power play. Now, Braden Point was in the bench still, or in the box still, I should say, for his fighting penalty. But Kucherov, Stamkos, and Hedman were out there. And Kucherov put in his fifth goal of the season. Great play by Hedman to keep the puck in the zone. Then Stamkos back to Hedman, back to Kucherov, who just fired a rocket shot in there to tie the game at 2. Then one of the, honestly, best plays of the season as far as the highlight reel goes came just a minute and 37 seconds later. The Lightning then committed a penalty, and on the shorthand turnover, Matthew Joseph had an incredible, you need to, if you have not seen it, go watch this highlight. I think you can find it many places. He had to weave through, in essence, the entire team, and then a brilliant pass to Pierre-Edouard Belmar, who then also made a great move on the goaltender. It was his fifth goal of the season. The shorthanded goal gave the Lightning a 3-2 lead. That didn't last long, honestly, because shortly after the power play expired, the Kings added a goal to tie things up 3-3 heading into the third. Halfway through the third, Victor Hedman got his second goal of the game. Brilliant pass by Kucherov. Point also picked up an assist on that goal. 5 minutes later, Matthew Joseph scored on a brilliant pass cross ice from Sergachev. And then a couple minutes later, Stamkos got an open net goal, his 19th of the season, to give the Lightning the 6-3 lead. The Kings did score a goal very late that obviously was inconsequential. So the Lightning get out with a 6-4 victory at Los Angeles in a game they were quite literally shorthanded as far as skaters. A really tough effort by this Lightning team to overcome some adversity and a couple of bad calls to really pull that one out. It was their fourth straight victory. 6 out of the last 7 after that little New Year's lull where they were battling COVID and they dropped 3 straight games in 4 days. The Lightning 6 out of 7 since then. Things look to be clicking nicely. As I mentioned, they stay in California. Friday they are at Anaheim. Again, that's a 10 p.m. Eastern time start. Saturday, the following day, back-to-back there at San Jose. That one at 10:30, so even later night for you local folks. Then the Lightning get some time off as they travel back home. They face the Devils on Thursday, the 27th. Saturday, they host the Vegas Golden Knights. And February 1st, they host the San Jose Sharks. Then the All-Star break happens, and they're not scheduled currently to play another game until February 23rd. Now, we'll see. There's rumors that all of the COVID games will be rescheduled soon. I imagine that's going to cut the break short. Although the Lightning haven't had a terrible amount of games postponed due to COVID, as, you know, as many at least as some other teams have. And that takes us to the standings. The Lightning are in first place in the Atlantic Division with 59 points. They have a 27-9-5 record. Now, of note, the Florida Panthers, 57 points. They have played two fewer games and only 2 points behind the Panthers. As hot as the Lightning have been, the Panthers have been a little bit hotter. They are 8-1-1 in their last 10 games. Toronto Maple Leafs, they've only played 36 games. They're 8 points behind at 51 points. Again, they've played five fewer games than the Lightning. And then the Bruins are 13 points back. They have also played five fewer games. The Lightning, as I've said many times, continue to sit very nicely in their division. They also do lead the NHL in points. Now, you know, they've played five more games than Colorado, who has six fewer points. They have played five more games than Carolina, who has five fewer points. So there are many teams competing with them, or somewhat equal or maybe slightly ahead as far as points per game. But again, as I've said before, Lightning just need to make sure they're one of the teams in the playoffs. They don't need to worry about, you know, winning the President's Trophy or anything like that. Just keep on trucking and hopefully overcome some of those defensive injuries. Now, All-Star teams were announced. No one was surprised that Andrei Vasilevsky was named as the goalie, and Victor Hedman got named an All-Star. There was a little bit of surprise, although the way the rosters are constructed, with every team in the division needing representation, you know, it's not totally a surprise. Steven Stamkos was not named to the initial roster, but alas, he was on the last man ballot, and he won the voting for the last man. So Stamkos will be going to his seventh All-Star game as well. The Lightning with three representatives in the All-Star game, which is, you know, quite an accomplishment considering the small roster, three-on-three way that they play hockey. Very fun to watch, and the Lightning obviously well represented with Stamkos, Hedman, and Vasilevsky. Nice for Stamkos to get the nod. He's sixth in the NHL in scoring right now at 48 points. He is just having a tremendous season. Going to be flirting with 40 goals this year. Nice bounce back for him. Nice to see him make the All-Star game after, you know, I think a lot of us were somewhat questioning how much more he had in the tank. And he has looked brilliant this year, and hopefully continues to stay healthy and continues to be productive. Again, he's sixth in points. He's only seven behind first place Alex Ovechkin. You know, again, the Lightning have played more games than most of these teams, so take that with a little grain of salt. But he's right up there. Victor Hedman, by the way, can't say enough about him. He's tied for 10th in scoring. And he has 43 points in 41 games. Pretty impressive. He obviously leads all defensemen in the NHL. He is just a special, special player who really, against the Kings with his two goals and an assist, really shows his worth on a seemingly every night basis to this Lightning team. So that'll do it for the Lightning. I want to talk briefly about the Rays. There's not much to talk about. They're still in a lockout. I've been saying on here, I don't, you know, I'm not going to worry too much about the labor negotiations until it gets really close to when camp is supposed to start. And it's supposed to start February 15th in Port Charlotte, less than a month away now. And the first game is scheduled for February 27th. So that's slightly more than a month away. Now the Rays, it looks like they are selling their spring training tickets, which maybe hopefully is a good sign that they don't anticipate that this delays the start of spring training or the start of the season potentially. I think it's seemed from what I've read that there was optimism the whole time that this would all be resolved. But again, as you get closer and closer without resolution is when you start getting a little concerned. So we will see, you know, any updates as far as that goes. We'll obviously keep you updated on FL teams with any information that would affect, obviously, the Tampa Bay Rays and also the Miami Marlins. Well, that'll do it this week for Bolts and Bats in the Bay. Please feel free to hit me up. Follow me on Twitter at SaintJMac, S-A-I-N-T-J-M-A-C. And please follow FL Teams on Twitter and on Instagram at FL Teams. Also, you can like their page on Facebook, subscribe to the FL Teams podcasts, the YouTube channel where there's a lot of cool content coming out, and go to FLteams.com to stay updated on all your Florida sports news and coverage.